I don't know what happened there, but we lost some of the material. We can't help that. And so anyway, let's go back here. So we did the four discussions about whether what's the relationship between Shishim and Kfela, and now we're going to go and see the third four, which is in the Bir HaGro. The Bir HaGro, it's hey. No? I don't have my regular sefer here, so which one, where is it? It's not hay. There are four sheetahs. Where is that?
That's in the end, towards the end.
The end of hay, right? Okay. Where are the dalet sheetahs? Oh yeah, yes, there it is. Okay. So look in the bracket at the end of hay. Oh, you say in the gro. The end there with the brackets. Beis Yosef Yechuyah Midaito ki dalet sheetahs. There are four opinions among the Rishonim about who you have to get to taste, how you get to get that person to taste it. So Tosfos says the only one you can use is a kfela. You can only use a trained chef, somebody in the business, because he's going to know quality-wise. He's going to be the best to rely upon. The Rosh Kosov kfela u'mesiach lafi tumo. He says you got to catch the chef off guard. You got to talk to him. That's true. He has a taste of that's true. But you can't talk to him in a way that he knows that it matters to you. You got to talk to him in a way that he's just relating it and giving you, you know, some kind of stories or whatever. But he can't ask him in a way that he knows what you're driving at. The Rashba holds echad mehem. Either one is good. Any goy off the street, Mesiach Lafi Tumo, or a kvela. You don't need Mesiach Lafi Tumo. Rambam Paskins, Ein Sarich Loi Kvela, Velo Mesiach Lafi Tumo. I can get any goy, and I can ask him outright, and there's no problem over here. The Yechriya, Kemosha Kasav Kan, and the Mechaber Paskins the way he does over here. So again, the question is, do I need Mesiach Lafi Tumo? Do I need a professional chef? Which way should I get it? Should I ask him in the way the professional chef, sir, you're a professional chef, give me your professional opinion of whether there's a taste in here of milk. And if he says that there's a taste of milk and there isn't, so he's embarrassed. If he says there isn't and there is and you taste it, he's going to be embarrassed. So he wants to lomarium nase, he wants to keep his professional status, and therefore he's going to tell you what he really feels. Others say no, you need a Mesiach Lafi Tumo, because he can say, well, according to my learned opinion, this tastes fleishix. And you might not taste it, and they have, you know, you're not going to be able to know whatever it is. So that, therefore, there's a question mark. What do you need to get? The Rambam says, anyway, get anybody in here, and don't matter how you're talking to him. And that's, we're going to see how the Mechaber Paskins over here.
Why do you? No one tells you to ask a direct question.
No, when you have it, some say yes. Some say when you're getting a professional.
But the simple way of doing it, it seems to be almost Mesiach Lafi Tumo. When you ask him, what do you taste? You're not giving him any hints about meat or dairy.
You're talking about a goy in New York? The goyim in New York know about kosher. And you've got one of those things on the back of your head. So people know what you're talking about. They see right away. They smell your rabbi right away. You know.
They don't know if you're asking if
they don't know which
there,
what you're looking for
there,
that
or
there.
A fork in there.
You're not giving.
No,
you
they don't know what you're trying to.
Listen, I can't answer you. Maybe there is a way like that, but that's Mesiach Lafi Tumo, maybe. So,
that's
but
what I'm
but
saying.
But,
that's
but the question is, you're trying. You said you have
it.
You know, the only
open-ended.
Shai, you know something. The only thing is, only thing wrong with what you're saying is, how come you're not on the page here? Because I'm going to show in the page that they don't learn this way. But and this is very simple. It's a very simple thing. But you'll see it's not so simple. Okay. Now, that's Aleph. Let's go now to learn the Shulchan Aruch. Isushinis Arib Beheta Min Bisha'ino Mino. So there's something got mixed up, treif and kosher. Min Bisha'ino Mino. Now, what is it? Is it solid or liquid? Use your head. Kigon chelish in this Arab bosser. Yitamenu ovi kachavim. Im omea she'ein bo tam chelev. O she'omea she'yesh bo tam. Elishahu pagum mutter. So we're talking about tam. This halach is called tam ki'ika over here. And therefore, we're talking about a liquid. Now, there could be a solid into a liquid, but there has to be, or a liquid into a solid. But there has to be a nesinas tam taking place over here, or it could even be a lach balach. But it has to be a nesinas tam. Or she'om she'yesh bo tam elishu pogum mutter. For who shelo yehei sofer lashpiach? It has to be that the tam is a pogum. If the tam is a pogum, if it's a pogum, bad taste. So then it has to be that it would not be sofer lashpiach, which means that it would taste better later. Because if something will taste better later, then it's not called the tam pogum. It has to be pogum mitchil v'yad soif. That's the tam, if it would be pogum taken. V'tzarech shelo yeda shesomchin olav. And the mechaber paskins, he has to not know that you're relying on him. So which shita does this mechaber go like? He says, "Yitamenu oyve kachovim." I don't know. Maybe they changed the words. What? But he doesn't use the word kfeila. So he doesn't require kfeila.
He doesn't say that kfeila is enough.
But then he doesn't say. He says, "Yes, right." He doesn't say kfeila is enough. Right, and that's why the Gura points out that there are more. The mechaber makes up his own pshat. It doesn't fit with any of the four that we mentioned. If you go back and work it through, you'll see that he is not taking that approach. The yemein sham ovi kachovim l'toyamai, and if you can't get a goy, then misharin b'shishim. So that part he borrows from the Rambam, that you know that the first choice is always a goy. Misharin b'shishim. V'chein nehmu min b'mino. Let's say it's a min b'mino. Kevin deleka lemeika ma'atayma misharin b'shishim. Whenever you're doing min b'mino, you have to use shishim because you can't have a tam. You can't get a goy to taste the tam of milk and milk. It's not going to make the difference in taste. We don't do this anymore. We rely everything we work with shishim. Now, Rav Akiva Ege asked the bombshell, what does he say? Was Rav Akiva Ege's kasha? No?
Why?
What?
Why?
Why what? Why are we
why
not...
We rely on a goy?
Why can't we rely on a goy? And what does he say? Okay, so let's see it. They know Gemashav. You have a key vega there? They know Gemashav. I don't understand what the Ramah is doing here. But Ulai Yesh Lamad, the Anan Chayshinan, the Anan Chayshinan, the Chum is called a Shitas. We're Machmir, all the Shitas. We just had the whole four Shitas we just mentioned. The Heine the Chayshinen Dilma Kfeila. Maybe you have to have Kfeila Heine Masich Lafi Tumo. Maybe you need a Masich Lafi Tumo to dig a Kfeila, because you don't want him to. You want to know professionally because you want to make sure you're right, but you don't want to ask him because he might fake it. Ukfeila Mitzad Bekius. We want the Kfeila because he's a Baki, but we want Masich Lafi Tumo. The im came below Masich Levitumo like a heter. So then, if you don't have Masich Levitumo, even though you got a kfeil, it's not enough. Ubasich Levitumo gam kein ein matirin, but Masich Levitumo by a stam goy is not a matir. The chayshinen da heter lab mishum Masich Levitumo. Maybe the heter is not based on Masich Levitumo with the professionalism of the goy. The ain a neman el be'edus isha. A goy is not neman by Eidus Isha. except by Yisrael, only by Eidus Isha. And the Raisa, we're talking the Raisas over here. Tom Keek is the Raisa, and we only Goy is only Neman and the Raisa by Eidus Isha. The reason why he's Neman and the Raisa by Eidus Isha, because it's like a whole chocha. It's only to prove that the guy died. But if it, but as far but otherwise you wouldn't believe him. The Kfeila mitam lo mare umnose. But Kfeila has the plus that he's a professional, doesn't want to kill his reputation. And therefore says, not like Yeshaya, he says that the Reki Vega says, I gotta put him on the line. The Yeshaya says he could do it both at the same time. Okay, but you'll see the Matthew didn't learn that way. Kamoshi Kasav Bashach Bishem, I don't know who this is. Anybody know what that is? V'ulam lefize be'isa the rabbonin the mahane bechol inyal lefitumo by the rabbonin siach lefitumo is always good because we only said by yes isha that was the word the raisa hayolanu lahatir bekfele siach lefitumo taka bezman hazeh we should be makel on a kfele siach lefitumo to rely on a goy. The loymar the chayshin leshitas Rashi the beloshishim lo mahani teima. Rashi holds you need shishim plus teima. The yim kain gam al teima is Yisrael lo mahani. If you're not going to say that you can rely on a drabonin a goy today be drabonin, then how do I know you can rely on teima is Yisrael? How do we know you can rely on a Jew tasting? You have to say that there's a question of an ability today. So how are you getting away from this whole thing? And he's concerned, and he tells you, sends you over to a shach, and the shach is in Sifkot and Choftes, and you'll see this famous shach over here. Shach says, "You have it, Choftes, page Reish Choftes. You have it. When we have a situation," says the Ramor, Ramor discusses when things don't become bottle. So basically, we rely on shishim. But the Ramor says some things are there for tam. They give a shtarka tam. And therefore, they're not going to be bottle b'shishim. Or a filu be'elef lo bottle. The cost of be'is of a het, I'm reading the shach now, chof tes. The cost of be'is of a het, the klal chof hei. That's that the fact that the dover the milsa David Lataima, something that gives a strong flavor, is not bottle b'shishim, it's only midarabonin. The hana midarabonin. Because of oidsham besof haklal, and this is the way the shach paskins. It's a discussion, but this is basically what it is. The im eino yodet yadua im magishim taima oiloi mate b'chai ravna. We can, if you don't know if it gives a taste, pet, you know, it's like, because you have to understand, we are saying that milsad afila time afila reflo bottle, but what if a drop of something trefadika pepper falls into a vat of chicken soup? The first, you realize it was the treif pepper, for whatever reason it was treif, and you'll realize it after the first few little drops fell in. So now we got to find out, did it give a flavor, did it not give a flavor? So it says, the shach, pull out a goy. He says, b'chahai gavna, what is that? Bozaruah. He writes, gam ata lachiloi lo'idikachav mesich lefi tumo. So this did a mesich lefi tumo, but it says in Shulchan Aruch, we utilize it for the rabbanim. Okay? We utilize it for the Rabban. Are you with me? We're saying that Bizman Azeh, even the Ramor says, we don't minat soy mechan on Te'imas Akum, says the Shach, we are soy mechan. There's a pre-Chodesh arguments, but let's just go with this thing now. So that we say that what? You can rely on a Goy, Bizman Azeh, on a Rabbanin, such as milsa da the fetal, the time of fetal, the eflo bottle, because at a certain point it gives out. It can't keep giving power to the smallest amount of spice in a large amount. That's why you keep shaking. So you can check it out. And if you check it out, you're going to find that it is bottle. But how do you check it out? You have to goy taste it. How do you? Now the other thing, Timus Israel. Timus Israel. Okay. Now, so you have to go back to Sadi Vav now, and see the Shach over in Sadi Vav. That's in the end of on the end of Sif Kut and Hay in Sadi Vav. And we didn't bemerk it. We should have bemerked it when we went through the. We should have mentioned it when we went through Bas B'Cholo. But we would have mentioned it now. This Shach in Ois Hay, see, Sadi Vav's Ois Hay, he goes through the din of Tam and Te'ima. And he mentions at the end, he says that Terezov holds afilu b'diyevel lo samchina timis Israel. The lesser vayem mashikasafti sham. So he holds that timis Israel works b'diyevel. Again. Timas Yisrael works b'diyeved. This is what the Rav Akiva is talking about. Timas Yisrael works b'diyeved. That if you tasted it and there's no flavor there, that b'diyeved I can rely on Timas Yisrael. I cannot rely on Timas Yisrael. I'm sorry I didn't hand these out. Please hand these out. This is a double present. First of all, it's kedai to have come just to see this, but hopefully you'll all go out and buy the sefer this week. And there should be none left in the stores after today, maybe. Everybody should go out and buy Davar Charif. Now why? I'll show you why. So we have this problem. You think don't have enough? Well, find somewhere. So here's our problem. We know that Timis Akum we don't rely on. But we have the Shach who says we rely on Timis Akum. The way it says in Shulchan Aruch with a Masich Lafi Tumo, and okay, a Masich Lafi Tumo, and that Timis Yisrael will work. That's a Timis Akum, and on a Drabonin we could rely on Timis Akum, such as where the flavor is questionable, whether that flavor, which is no more deraisa because it's bottle b'shishim, but me the Drabonin it's a Milsa Davidol Taima, we could rely on a Goy tasting a Masich Lafi Tumo. So then also we have Timas Yisrael. But Timas Yisrael we don't rely on because we said we're not so bucky anymore in the Tamim. Therefore we don't rely on L'chadchila even by a Timas Yisrael. So start at the top of the page. We'll read a little piece of this. But why are we going out and buy the safe? I'll tell you what. First of all, it's Geschmack, what I'm going to show you. But that's not why you should buy the safe. You should buy the safe because if you don't have this in your house, you can't say you're learning your Adaya. This stuff is so, but he brings in any topic you'll ever think of is in this sefer. That's the beauty of him. But this question is—it's worth just coming today just to hear this question here. Okay, aval hachros. I'm reading the top. Oistal hachros hachronim he shel chadchila ein lesmoch al tima. We don't rely today on teima kedei lahatiro becholov. Something that Fleishik fell into it. We don't say taste it. And if you don't taste Fleishik's, you could use it with milk. That's it's known. You have a radish, you cut it with a Fleishik knife. So I can't say taste it. If you take a little nibble, and if you don't taste any Fleishik's, throw it into the milk. You can't say that. Ein litom es atznon kedei lahatiru bebishol im cholov. V'cheinim kvanis basheol b'maychol parva. Let's say the tznon was used in a parva maychol. Here it accidentally got used in a thing. So now I want to know, did it carry a fleishiger flavor over here? And the Michael now has a fleishiger flavor to it. Can't rely on that. If you tasted it. And you didn't taste the fleishiks? The acha kachnis bashal ha Michael Charif im cholov, and you cooked up the Michael Charif with cholov. He's talking about Charif because that's the same for me, right? Or as efshel is smoichal hatiima kedei lahatius atavshel. So he says this is the issue here. I'm not allowed to be gairim lechatchila to use something that has a fleishika taste in it to rely on my te'ima to put it in later on to milchiks. It's only if it got mixed up already with the milchiks. that I could rely on the fact that I tasted it, now I could go back and I could say that it was good. Again, I cut something with a fleishik knife, or this was cooked with fleishiks, and I tasted it, I ate some of it. Now it gets mixed up with milchiks. I can rely on the fact that I didn't taste fleishiks when I tasted fleishiks. So what's the kasha we're going to ask? He did it already, but he cheated, he looked. But what's the kasha you have to ask? Chof Aleph, you got it? Miu, I'm the second paragraph. Umiu, yesh la ayin b'zeh. If I'm tasting it without the reason that I'm tasting it to tell whether it's fleishiks or parava, in other words, I'm not being called upon to decide whether it's fleishik or tasting or not. It's a matter that's not on your mind. If you ate this thing, when you were eating it, you didn't... Now, that's not really 100% true. Because you might have bemerked it and said, you know, that thing fell in, and I didn't taste fleishiks. Okay, one second. But if you didn't do that, then it's a milsa de la ramya later on, because we're talking about the whole shiloh only... you're right, if you would have said it... Yeah, but he's talking about what you did. You're not impressed.
No, I'm just saying,
this case is for everybody all days. This is a Shulchan Aruch. This is a Shulchan Aruch case. In other words, I want to know if b'di'evet, I went ahead and I had some of the stuff in between, and then it got mixed up with the milchiks. Can I rely on my memory to say that it wasn't fleishiks? Okay, miu yesh layem because maybe that's a milsa l'ramya. The Danuah Poiskim in Mehem and Alo. And you remember this discussion in Sadi David, what did we say over there? That was that whole thing with the... That's the whole thing with the Nodeb Yehuda. Remember the whole Nodeb Yehuda? Yeah, you don't remember? Come on. What's Nodeb Yehuda say?
In the back of his mind, he has it.
The what?
In the back of his mind, he has it. Maybe he will be asked about it.
Maybe I'll be asked. This is the thing. Okay. Yeah. Ayin Shach Simon Zadi Dalid Sivkot and Chof Ches who Pischei Tshuva Sham probably brought the Nodeb Yehuda Miyad Avram. Ayin Shach Tshuva is Divrei Malkiel Shomichiach Misog the Shvuas the Klala the Kol Milsa the Ramya who Mi Doraisa. That makes it a Doraisa. The Milsa the Ramya even Mi Doraisa it's going to be Oser. Avu Prima Godim. Maybe may Akir Yisefer Duhumi Drabonin, that the status of it is now lowered to a Drabonin. Vayein Sham Od Shemitzadeid the Efshe B'Drabonin Lo Gazru Im Omer Bibirur. So this is this whole discussion. If he says 100%, we're saying that the question about Mitzvah Lo Ramya is a Drabonin Dika problem. So it's a Drabonin Dika problem, and he says. Vadai, so maybe we got to believe him. Umesayim, this is the he's quoting the Prima Godim here. Umesayim, the Gefi Hanire Apid the Rabbonin Armin and Hachi. That means the Rabbonin, you also say Milsa the Lo Rami and you can't trust him. Okay, Yotzei Bazer Reisi Shadam Betshuvas Beis Yitzchak and Marasham in a case Shalzesh Bin Nisarev Isa Beheter for Ochlu Yisrael B'Shoygeg. The loy tom time of the Yisura. The tray fell into kosher, he had ate it, and he didn't know there was tray for there, and he finds out afterwards. If Ti Mazu the Yisrael Bahani Lahatira Tafshul, can you say that it's mutter to eat it because he didn't taste it? This is the famous question that I told you this funny story. Somebody said this is a certain rabbi that people don't like. So they don't think his Hashgach is good enough. So somebody said, but nobody ever said they taste the treif in there. So this is the mamish. The guy who buys it, but his hashkacha doesn't expect to taste treif. But I say, secondly, they didn't know what treif tastes like anyway. They didn't even have a hasaga. But they can tell if it's milchiks. But maybe they can't even tell today. Everything's doctored up. So the whole thing is really ridiculous. But this is what this he's saying over here, that you don't have it in your mind. V'yalkopanim ba'oifin. He says a gavaltika thing. He says, "What about if you ate it and you said, 'Oh, you know, he tasted it. There's no flesh here, and then he throws it into the milchigs. And he thought that we hold Team Israel lechatchila. But he had it in mind, and he says this is no. There's no fleshiks in here. Use it with the milchiks. So he's relying lechatchila on his tasting. So that, but the luchish you're not allowed to. But the yevon you can rely on it. I think that's cute. I liked it anyway. Rishim Hachi. Tom, he tasted it, caught him shit as bashel, and he had it in mind. Oz, vade mehem in lamashayin votam basa. The afshid b'chahai gavna ayri yashach. Maybe that's what the shach is doing. Okay. What does he say here? Then he says, about the next one. Watch this one. Ukimokain, you yain b'sefer das toira for the masham. Look at this one. Shehevi das kama poiskim the te'imus rabim mehani afilu below miskave. We say, but what about if all of us in the room tasted it? I don't know if us remember any taste of fleshiks. Census. The yeshobim, the afilu b'shnei, but they are the law arena mils in the law rabia. Maybe only two is enough. Who says what the rabim has to be 30 guys? The rabim could be two people too. Well, fizeh, achinami, hecha de tamu, shnei b'nei odom, shabim behemen afterwards to say it. That we're talking about, which is the one we did. It's a different one. That's a different one. He said, because Rebbe Akiva Eiger holds, you have to taste. If you're talking about a solid, you have to taste it from all the parts. So I can't imagine everybody tasting from all the parts. All right, anyway, let's not get long down. But I thought it was cute. I think it's nice. He dealt with the Shaila in an interesting way. And this is the man that go out and buy the book, and you'll have a lot of hanah from it. But also we have a little understanding. So I want to sum up so far what I have. I didn't do too much yet. What we have is like this. We have the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that when something gets traced, gets mixed up with kosher, you have to go and ask a goy to taste it. And the goy asks the goy to taste it, do it mesich lefi tumor, in a way that he won't expect it, that you're trying to get this information out of him, whether it tastes treif or whether this particular food is tasted in here. Ramos says we can't rely on it. Kivega says, why can't you rely on it, Bismanazeh? Because we're not even sure how to do it. There was such a machlekes rishonim as to, as we saw in the grow, as to the what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to get this goy. Whether you have to have mesich lefi tumah, whether you have to have a certain level of bekias in terms of being a kfela, how are you going to work this thing out? Well, since it's not going to work to get the goy, we don't know how to get the goy, so therefore we're going to have to give up on it. But then we pointed out that we do rely on a goy bezmanazeh in a case of the rabbonin. We did nothing else when it was bottled min atayra, and it's only a derabbanan. In the case of milsa David Latima, we can rely on the goy and timus akum bezmanazeh. And to imus Yisrael, we only rely on bidiyevit. And what was the case bidiyevit? Something was cut with a fleshik knife, let's say, a sharp substance, is bolei of the tam. How through and through it was, how fleshik it was, we don't know. So let a guy taste it. We don't rely on a Jew, even lechatchila. But if a Jew did taste it, lechatchila, did taste it, and then it got cooked with milchiks, we can rely on the taste that he remembers having tasted. Then we ask the kasha, but how can you realize the milsa de lo ramia later inish? How do you know he knows now? He's saying, now I don't remember tasting any fleshiks there. That's not, but he didn't have it in mind at that time, so maybe he didn't nobody was tasting. So we give a couple of answers. One is that he tasted it thinking that he's going to decide whether it's fleshiks or not. And he thought the halacha was lechatchila, you're allowed to lie on tasting for a Jew. Just a goy you can't rely on. And therefore he tasted it. So now afterwards we can rely on it. Another answer is that there was a number of people who tasted it. And therefore we can rely on the number of people that they remember what they had actually tasted. Now that's what we did so far. Come to the next part is like this. There's a famous answer to this question, and that's in the Mati Yohannesson. So he says, the second half of the Matyonis, just to save a little time, he says, Val Ika Tairutso Tamur, the Imkina Dayan Yesh Lismoich Gam Aksha Vatimas Oibikachovim. We could do it today too. The way that the Rav Akiva Eger sets up the question, we could have done it today too. Why? We get two Akums that get two Goyim. A kefela shelo yeyem mesich lefitumo, the gam loyvi kachovim kefela acher bemesich lefitumo. Get two professional chefs. Could you imagine this? Maybe in Manhattan you could do it. They're standing in the near the restaurants. I mean, I don't think you'd be impressed by these so-called professional chefs, what they're all about to start with. You know, they're not always so impressive, these people. But let's say you get the two professional chefs, and you get about certain districts where there's a lot of restaurants, and you get them, and you convince them to come with you to your house to taste this food, or whatever, you bring it along in a bag, and he's going to take, you're going to trust you're not poisoning him. So anyway, so one of them, you tell him, this is a professional request, and I'd like to get your card. Maybe I got a better job for you in a fancier restaurant. And the other one, you're going to ask, you're going to do it a Masich Lefi Tumo. Can you imagine doing that in the streets of New York? Okay. So, Gam Lovi Kachovim Kfeila Acheir, but Masich Lefi Tumo. For Oz Yeye Yaitse Kola Deus, it's Arach Ian Godel. He says, I got a great solution. We'll get multiple Goyim. Don't rely on one Goy, get two Goyim. And you need a kfeila, because you don't really alpidin, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you don't need a kfeila, you just need an akum. But here, we want to get the best. So we get a kfeila. But if you have to have one Masich Lefi Tumo, and one will be Lomarim Nasib, when they ask him outright. I mean, obviously, you know, it's cute, and obviously he answered that he asked the Kasha on the Teirutz of the Rav Akiva Eger, but the reality is that the average person cannot get two professional chefs in one day and get one of the Masich Lefi Tumo. This is a very unlikely set of circumstances.
Getting two Jews
to agree. And they have to agree also. That's another point. Okay. Now in the Sif itself, the Shach and the Taz. Well, let's take the Shach first, because the end of the Shach is very important. I mean, not the rest of it isn't also, but I can't go through that now. The Shach says in the end of Beis, important din. He says, why are we relying on this Goy? Now, we know that you can't rely on Doraisis for a Goy's testimony. And the Eidus of a Goy is not Nem, except by Eidus Isha, which is only a Hochacha. So how are you allowed to rely on the Goy tasting? So he says, let's Efshel make him all the Milsa. Such a thing like this, I have a way of judging, of keeping him honest, because I'm going to taste it afterwards. I'm going to taste it afterwards. Because he's going to say it's kosher, and I'm going to eat it. And if I taste the treif, I'm going
to... I don't really get that. The guy could just say, that's not cool to taste. I don't think that's a taste. Like, you know, like... Argue out what you're tasting.
Well, now we're talking, remember the Mechaber. So we're saying in the good old days when everybody knew everything. Because according to us, this doesn't exist anymore, right? This is according to Mechaber. So according to Mechaber, he's saying that everybody knows, but just, I just can't taste it. If I would have to taste it, I would know right away. Look, could you imagine putting your tongue to here and tasting the mora and knowing this? Oh, it's bitter. You go, oh, okay, but what's how bitter? We're so nervous. We don't know the answer. Right. Anyway, so that's what the Shach says. The Taz goes through the topic, and I can't do too much today, but it's very important. The different types of te'ima. There's a te'ima with the tongue. There's a te'ima where you put the food in your mouth. There's a te'ima where you swallow a little bit. There's different levels of te'ima. And the question comes up, can I put my tongue to taste of something? It was a questionable issue. So let's say the example they gave in the Shulchan Aruch is that you were allowed to taste if the mora was there. The mora is the gall. If the gall is not in the animal, then it's treif. So you have to see if you don't find it there, then you have to taste for it put your tongue there, and if it's bitter in that place, it means bitter like gall, and therefore you would know that you did that it was not there or was there. If you'll taste bitter, then it was there, and since it's more likely that there's going to have been there, so we allow you to do this lechatchilah. That's the discussion in the Taz. Basically, comes out always is not discussing whether you can lick a stamp. You know, maybe someday people are going to love stamps and they're going to be addicted to it. It's probably a way of a diet if you want, because they're not too, there's only one calorie I think per stamp, but there's some number that's known. But I don't think that anybody is having a geschmack and they're not doing it for that. But still, we had this problem for so many years. So the United States government decided to make the sticky one, you don't have to taste it anymore. And they paskin for us. So now we're, you know how we're being machmir, our generation being machmir. Could you imagine how we pull that one off with the postal authorities to change to the sticky ones instead of the one you have, the gummed ones? But they still have envelopes. So people are still getting lost in this one. Obviously, I don't think Bismanas are using anything that's treif. And even if they're using something treif, there's no hanor from this thing. And you're not mechavin, it's only the tongue. And the tongue is the biggest heter. It's not called an achila, etc. Believe me, when we take the toothpaste and the mouthwash in our mouth, it's certainly more of a shaila than this thing with the envelope and the postage stamp. I mean, the belt was always makel. Okay. Okay, let's go. Now, the Shach points out something very important. Oh my goodness. Is this the second time? I don't even remember.
I don't think you flipped it
yet. I don't think so. There's a very... Oh, that's it, probably not working. Interesting day. Okay. It is an important shach over here is Ois Dalet. Shach says, Mashma das hamchaber de kesheyesh sham oivik kachovim letoyamoy, if you have a goy to taste it, Sharinan Ella Ayyaday Oybikachovim, that you must get the goy and not rely on Shishim. Viyamad is Beitam Iser Osir. Afilu Tvei Mishishim. Viyamad Ales Beitam Mutter Afilu Pachos Mishishim. So according to this, the Mechaber, and the Shach really blibes this way, that the din of Te'imus Akum will apply above 60 and below 60. That even if there's not 60 in against the Yisur, if it doesn't have, the goy doesn't have a taste of it, it's going to be kosher. And if the case is that there is 60 and somebody tastes it anyway, then it's going to be osur. So we're relying totally on the taste. So the point I'm mentioning is that we can rely on Te'imas Yisrael. Even if there wasn't shishim against the object, because we rely on Timis Israel, or in the case where we rely on Timis Akum, and in the case of where it's a drabonin, we could rely even if there wasn't shishim against it. Now let me explain to you. The Gemara discusses the matter of shishim. This shishim that we grew up with, it's not the truth. It's absolutely not the truth. 60 is not a magic number when everything changes. 60 was an umdana, was an approximation, was a way of working through the system. But shishim is not a fact. Truthfully, the fact is that there's a tam that might dissipate much earlier than shishim. In the Gemara, there were rabbanim who used lower numbers. We use the din of shishim. It's supposedly learned out from Zroya B'Sheila, but that's not true. It says over there, Zroya B'Sheila, etc. And Zroya B'Sheila is the aisle of the Nazir that was brought as a korban So they, it was cooked, and the nazir gets the I'm sorry, the kohen gets the zroya, the matnas kahuna. So that zroya was cooked together with the rest of the meat, and therefore it's not treif, because we eat it. We eat the rest of the meat, and the kohen takes the zroya and matnas kuna asa for us, and the tam should have gotten in there, and therefore it should have asked. The only problem is the zroya is a min bimino with the rest of the animal, so therefore the whole din doesn't apply. There's no teima, there's no tam in a zroya going into the, so they said, but had it been, it's kain, if it would have been. Okay, all right. So that's a big take. That's a big thing. And I remember the Rashi also was Mimino is only about the Rav. So the whole thing is, and that other one, yeah, right. Yehuda holds of all, but it's never bottle. So really, Mimino is not bottle. So you really haven't proven anything with this. This was like an asmachta. They took an example, a Kain and the ratio with the numbers, but it's a borrowed concept. It's not real. The 60 never was real. But we paskin that you could eat it if it has 60 against it, because we don't have any more the team is Israel, the team is Kvela. So we rely on Shishim, because Shishim was a Chumra already. But we see from the Shach and from the other Rishonim that we were brought down before, that in the back in the Prima Godim, that really Shishim is not going to always work. It's going to many times work, but it's not going to always work. And therefore, we use Shishim as a heter. But if Chas V'Shalom you taste it after Shishim, you have to be Pirish. You can't eat it. Again, we use Shishim as a heter achila. We don't have anything else. We don't have any more Timis Akum or Timis Israel. But if you taste it after Shishim, and there's Shishim there and you taste it, you have to be parish. You can't eat, you can't continue eating. So it's a whole different thing. And really, Shishim is usually a pretty safe number. And if somebody says he doesn't want to rely on the din of Shishim, it's apikorsis. But you have to know that the Shishim is a man-made number. Even though they take it back to to the Psukim of Zoya B'Sheila, that's just it's a way of showing it. It's a way of demonstrating it. But it's not from there you're learning it. No. This is something that was made up by the Rabbanim. And they were in the Gemara, they have different Rabbanim with Paskin at lower numbers.
And anyway, for certain things, we use 100, we use 200.
Right. Right. Well, then, if you have a little bottle also, okay.
It's all sensitivities. You may taste something, and I may not taste something. So you tasted it, so if you assess it from me, it's mutter. I taste it, so I don't taste it.
No, okay, now this is something else. No. That's not the way it's going to be. Let's say if you tasted, treif and kosher, we're not supposed to taste, right? We're not supposed to taste whether it's treif or kosher.
There's 60 over here, okay?
Yeah.
There's 60, and you tasted it, and you said, goodness, I taste.
We would call a goy over. We would call a goy over.
To be
achriya?
To be achriya.
I don't know if you're going to say you're going to rely on one goy, but but obviously, because you don't know if your taste buds as good as mine. I'm a crackerjack. The old question is, the problem is if the guy's in the food business, he's got a better tasting, it's not normal. Do you need that's another issue. We didn't take it up over here. Do we say that, no, so we're saying that he has the same taste buds as I do. It's just that he's trained to find that flavor. Right. But we're not saying that, but we're not assuming that he has trained taste buds or he is more prone to it, etc. I mean, we have to assume the average person will taste it. Right. I don't know what's going to happen like that, but I don't know if you have, everybody says it's not, if we have 10 people ate it, and all of us say no, and you say yes, it has a taste, we won't listen to you. Now, can you eat?
I don't know.
But then why do we have kfeila altogether?
What?
I thought the whole point of a kfeila is he has a better tongue.
I think it's a, I don't know if it's a better tongue, but he may be better at havchana. He may be, but not a better tongue.
Late to work, to you and me.
No, we're saying, let's start again. If I taste it, you don't, and I taste it, the flavor, and you don't taste the flavor. So what does that mean? Does it mean that my taste buds are good and yours are shot? What does it mean? You haven't been trained in how to taste this thing. So if you haven't been trained in how to taste it, so maybe you don't know what you're talking about. But if the guy consistently one tastes it and one doesn't taste it, I mean, it's either A or B. So we got to find more people.
So you mean kfela would be brain, not tongue?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that Rabbi Akiva Eger says it. Rabbi Eger uses the word bekius. Kfela mitzad bekius.
Okay.
He knows what he's tasting. He knows he's tasting it, but it's not that he has a better tongue, more adept tongue than the other one.
Interesting physiological question.
It's definitely a discerning palate for knowing what it is. That's what fail is, like he says. It's definitely not just that he knows what he's facing. He's tasting what he's facing.
What about me?
It's a discerning palate. There are people who have discerning palates.
I'm just saying physiologically, this is not so simple.
Somebody who has a discerning palate and knows what it is that he's tasting.
Yeah. But we can't say which is tongue and which is brain.
That is the definition of a kfela. He has a discerning palate.
But we don't know which end. He could have much more sensitive taste buds, or
that's what makes him the kfela.
No,
we don't know if it goes after the brain or the tongue.
That's what makes him the kfela. That's why he is the kfela.
It doesn't tell us. That doesn't answer the question.
In other words, is it
right? He may have some natural skills.
You go to maybe it's like a nose, right? A nose and perfume.
Right.
They have these people. I'm telling you, they have their noses.
Right. Okay, but let me just take it in a simple form. According to this, we got a good Kasha and Rabbi Akiva Eger and Mati Yohannesson and everybody. We could say, we don't even know what Chazal meant by the Bekiyas of a Kvela.
Correct.
Maybe there's the intellect and maybe there's a taste. And I think Daniel is saying this, but I think this is definitely what Rabbi Akiva Eger and Mati Yohannesson are saying. It doesn't matter how he got the name. It doesn't matter if he's better in the tongue or better in the brain. But this guy is a professional. And therefore, when he comes out with it, that's it. Now, there may be one person in the world who will taste it better than him, or so one person who's better. That's not the issue if he's the top surgeon or the regular doctor. He is a kfela. That's as far as we humanly are supposed to go. Somebody who puts his reputation into it, who claims to be a connoisseur, he understands and this and that, he can talk the language, gets along with it. This person represents that field. And that's all. I don't do more than that. He may not be the top flight one. That's how I understand it. I just throw out that one story which I thought was very apropos with the water. If you remember, I've talked about it about 20, 30, 40 times already, about the water, with tasting the water at the hotel. So Rabbi Heinemann, because somebody was saying that he tasted, they had the goy taste the water, and they didn't taste any pigam in the water at the hotel. So the problem is they use that water, it's recycled steam, and it comes from Treif Affairs, so how could you use it in the kosher? So Rabbi Heinemann said, it's pogum, he says, you don't know how to taste it. How do you taste it? You put it on your tongue, you roll it around, you put it in your mouth, you roll it on your tongue, and spit it out. And afterwards, you'll taste a slight, what was it again, ting, what was it, slight, what did I say?
An aftertaste.
A slight aftertaste. And that slight aftertaste, that's the pagam. For water, that's pogum. So in other words, a connoisseur, he knows that, and that's what they do. When they taste wine, they don't swallow the wine. They put it on their tongue, roll it around, or whatever it is, and they spit it out. So behind him borrowed that physics, and he was right. Because it was the aftertaste that you really, is it, that little ting, no one would buy that water at $2.99 a bottle. A small size, no one's going to buy that Perrier water and has a little ting. They're going to call that back. They're going to say it was the water's no good. They're going to have a recall on it. So even if it's just water, but it's a little off. So the same thing here. There is a certain way, a connoisseur, a person, a taster, he knows how to do it. Whether it's the tongue, whether it's the brain, whether it's a combination, but he made it to that level. And I don't think a kfeil in their day was, so they had such restaurant thing. But it means he knows what he's talking about, that's all. At least we got a guy who knows what he's talking about. Not a meat and potato man, but somebody that knows a little bit about food.
But also when they say bikias, I think they mean shimush, with training.
Okay. Anyway, let's go on.
I just want the ten to be bottled themselves to the one.
Yeah.
That's something I wanted to borrow from Horius, that you're on the Bezdin, and they pass him a certain way, and you know that they made a mistake.
Yeah.
Which just happened, right? Yeah. You're on the Bezdin. This can happen.
Yeah.
Well, you're not allowed to tell other people not to follow what Bezdin said, but you yourself cannot do what you know is wrong. You know what I'm saying? If I taste it, and I know it's not...
What have you tasted? You have to
go by, you know, they have voted me. They're wrong, and I know this is not
you're
good.
For so yourself.
BCD, I'm not allowed to.
Right here. Okay, we're going to start Sif Beis. The Shach in Hay is the one who talks about the relying Bezman Hazeh on the Te'imas Yisrael B'di'evet. Okay. Now, Sif Beis. I'm not going to get through it all today, but we'll start the topic anyway. Im Nisarev. What happened is he had mixed up Min B'mino. Min B'mino got mixed up. So we're talking about at this point, Min B'mino is going to be Lach. And it gets mixed up, and spills out. When you cannot figure out how much you had. If you know Yevadai had Raiv, Mutter. And if you don't know you had rov, it's aser. So again, what's the case? Min b'mino lach b'lach gets mixed up. What's the din sender? Min b'mino lach b'lach, you need...
You need the
rov mid'oraisa
and
shishim mid'rabbanan. I need shishim mid'rabbanan. And what does he say over here? Im no do shahaya rubo heter, mutter. Why is it mutter?
Mid'oraisa, it's good.
But midrabanan is you need shishim. The safik derabanan, nistar rabbi min b'mino, but nishpach shini choshev. That's it. So, now we're skipping the Ramah for obvious reasons. We'll figure it out next week. Aval, but im nistarei b'she'eno mino. So this min instead of min b'mino, it gets mixed up with min b'eno mino. So therefore, let's say yayin gets into whatever it is, shamanism, I don't remember. So Yain says it gets mixed in the Sari Bir Shaino Mino, the Nishbuch Be'inyin Shain Yechol in Lamar V'Shairoi, and now you cannot figure out how much it is, because it's spilled out. Afilu no Doshahayaru Boheter. Even if you know that you had Rov Heter, it's Osir. Why is it also here, Sander?
Because over here it would be a sfek of the raisa, because the raisa I need shishim, so rov is not enough. Because
lach belach, min bein amino, I need shishim, min atayra. And therefore, sfek, I mean, the vaday roiv is not enough. I have to have shishim, midaraisa. So therefore, there's no way to save it. So then comes the Shulchan Aruch with a big chiddush. And it's a chiddush because it's not in the Rishonim. It's the imnis are b'mino v'she'eno mino. Now, what this case is really is very hard to understand. It has to be the only way to understand this topic is that everything happens at once. That the mino and the eno mino, when they all mix together at the same time, is the only way to understand it. Otherwise, forget it. It mixes up with mino and eino mino. And to us, what's the good guy, what's the bad guy, the mino or the eino mino? Which is the good guy for us?
The mino.
The mino, why is it good? Why is he good? How do you see that he's good?
Because
midaraisa it's bottle, beroiv. So the nishbach v'inyin shen yecholim of shayroi, and now I can't figure it out. It spills out. The noida shahayar rubo hetter mimino. I know that I had roiv hetter, but I don't know if I had shishim. I had rov hetter against the for the mino. I have rov hetter in the mino. So I then had a suffix shishim, but I have a rov hetter. So then I could say that it's batel midoraisa. Roi neshein omino kiilu eino v'ashar mino rabo mvatlo. Gavaltik echidish. Forget about the eino mino. Now remember, it's mixing with eino mino and mino together. In relationship to the mino, it's batel a rov. In relationship to the eino mino, it is, you need shishim. So how does the mino save you against the eino mino? Now don't tell me you talk about solids, it doesn't work out. It's got to be liquids. But if it happens in two stages, there's no way this halach is going to be the way it reads. If it happens, if it mixes with the mino, and it has rov and may suffix shishim, then it was mutter, that's the beginning of the sif, there's no chiddush. But if it mixes with the eino mino first, it becomes chanan and treifed up, there's no way to solve it. And so it has to happen together. And this is all liquids. Which is, why you're looking at one more than the other. In liquids, where it's a mixture or a solution or something. It's a little scary how you can do that, how you can chop it up. But this is the halacha. And it's an interesting halacha because we borrow it for many cases where we start out with a deraisa and we end up with a derabbanan. Something that starts out deraisa and it's mishtavev into a derabbanan, we use the same thing and we say it's kir nishpach. Constantly in Shulchan Aruch you're going to find kir nishpach. Even though, nishpach is only one case, but something that started out with a deraisa and it became a derabbanan.
When you say about, it could be yavish malach.
No, how are you going to do it? How do you do it? See, let's say a treifa meatball falls into two kosher meatballs.
I didn't mean that.
Well,
there has to be some laugh here. I meant yavish laugh.
Two treifa meatball, one treifa meatball and two kosher meatballs, and it's in a sauce. So the meatballs are min b'minos, and it's in here. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha? Forget about what it says here. What's the halacha? What? The min b'mino was batel b'rov. The min b'mino is batel b'rov, the rice, and the rabban.
Yeah.
You don't need a suffix shishim. It's 100% mutter.
Yeah, but hit liquid, okay.
Now Tom's coming out.
Yeah.
So that Tom, that's we said, when Yavish B'Yavish mixes, you need Shishim. But the Shishim is only L'chadchila, but the Yavid, the more Paskins in Kuf Tes, I think it is, he Paskins that if it was Batel B'Rov, then it's even Mutter. The time that comes out, even though it's coming from all three of them, and one is going to go in there, and etc., but it's going to be Mutter. That's Batel B'Rov. That's a classic Batel B'Rov. That's not Solik.
Okay.
It's not Salik. Salik is when we stop looking. Look at the Rashba first. Do me a favor. Let's go back. Let's do what we can.
The time for that flesh of meatball that went into the water.
Now hold off in a second. Hold off a second. What do you want to know about Kuftes?
I'm saying, what's Batel B'Rov? Did the trade meatballs going into the water?
No, but they're mixing with two kosher meatballs at the same time.
I understand. So
once again, the two kosher meatballs override one, two against one. Habitray bottle. Yeah, look. We got to do it all at once. That's how it works. So take a look at Simon Kuf Tess, Rabbi Yisrael. Kuf Tess, you got to know it all at once. Chaticho Shein Aruy. Okay, I don't want to get lost in this. Let's take the base. No, I don't want to get lost. I mean, it's partially, we know what the din is. Take a look at base. Yovesh be Yovesh. Page Reshnum Gimel. Yovesh be Yovesh. Shinis batel chad betray. Solid into solid. Became batel betray. What is that? Min be? Mino. Im bishlon kulon. ke'echad, if you cook them all together, I feel le'chol ke'echad b'fnei atzmo, also im ein shem shishim. You should not supposed to cook unless you have 60. B'pnei sha'roite b'nois in tam. Because the flavor is going to go out, and that's called ein amino, and you're going to need a shishim. So I cook it with a shishim, I got my built-in shishim. The im roitze levashton yachat, let's say I do want to cook it, no problem. The ein sham shishim, there's no 60. No problem. Mutal harbo salayim. You're allowed to add on and get up to your 60. Okay. You create your own 60. Well, nothing, they're not there yet. It's a ramor that I want to show you. The harbo salayim kadei shia shishim. And then you cook it. And that's not called isim avatal isil lechatchilim, because it's already mutter. Now says the ramor, the yeshomim, the imnoida hataruv is kodem shenizbash lebiyachat. I know it became chabit shrei bottle, and there's no 60, and I cooked it with 22 or with just the 3. Hakol shari, it's going to be permitted. The ain chayzer v'nesarin miachashin nis bottle beyovesh. It was kosher. What do we really hold? There's a machlekes rishonim. What's the rush say?
Everything becomes
heter. Okay,
everything's
heter. Nepacha iser liyos heter. The treif becomes kosher. One meatball, one chazer, one treif of meatball mixed with two kosher meatballs. What do you have now? Three kosher meatballs. What happened to the treif of meatball? Halacha, it doesn't exist anymore. Halacha is the determining factor. The halacha is reality, and there is no more treif of meatball. Who says that? The Rosh. How do we paskin? Yeah, we paskin that way. That's what this Ramo is saying. Im noida, and I think it's in the Gro here.
It is.
Yeah. Kenkas Yudalf in the Gro. Kenkas of Arosh to Kushit. Also, the Is and the Pachlios had the Ein Choyzev in Nesa. Once it became Mutter, it cannot become Treif again. But my vort, I tell you this vort all the time, man. You don't, maybe the price of tickets, it's changed, but the guy's going to China. The guy was here, is going to China, and he's not coming back for a long time. And he left it on the table, and I don't know where. And now it's chabad shrei, we don't know which it is. But if the guy has a problem in the airport, and they send him home overnight, and he comes back and he says, that's the one. So now it becomes osir again, because there was no bittel. It's hufra adavra lefer, there was no bittel. So that's not choyz of edesa. There's no yedia. It was all a mask. When a guy gets married, I don't want to scare anybody. Too late, or for you guys. The guy gets married. He gets married. I'll die. You know. He says it's because he's mekadeshli b'tabazu kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. When he said kedas Moshe v'Yisrael, it means that if the rabbanim say afkinin kedusha minei. They have the ability to go ahead and mafkiyas kedushin to undo it. Let's not discuss all the reasons today why they would do it, but they could do it. So what about the fact that he gave it a ring? It was a matana. But he has mechal shofa kedushin. It says kedas Moshe v'is. We have the ultimate rights. But what about his mekadesh b'biyah? The Gemara says we can say maybe make his biyah nuts. So we're saying he didn't really mean. You could take the. In other words. That what you think is reality is not reality. You thought it was treif, we said it's bottle. Man comes back from China, it's treif. This one is a treif and the other two are kosher. You can't eat that one, but it says it's bottle already. The Rav said it's bottle. The Rav said it's bottle because it was a taruvus. The fact that the man came back from China, it proves there's no taruvus over here. Interesting, no? So the reality is. Fungible.
It's a legal reality.
It's a legal reality.
What are you showing from? I don't see what you're
saying. Oh, so there are more. The Emnoida HaTaruv is Kodim Shinez Batal B'yachad HaKol Shari V'ein Chos. It means that the Schai Betray Batal, not the way the Ramachabah says. Ultimately, the din is like the Rosh. Nepachisios Heter. So therefore, if the three meatballs meet together in the water, in the soup, so I have Min B'mino. Listen a second. Min b'mino, min b'ein amino, right? Mm-hmm. But at the time when it becomes batel, the mimbamino, there is no flavor that comes out of Iser.
It wasn't a two-step process. Here's a two-step process.
It doesn't make a difference.
Shot, then you had it. If it's all one shot, then you don't have the bittul right away. Because it's, like, it's happening. It's going into the water. What do you mean?
What is that? Well,
my trave is going into the water.
That's a miyad. That's a that's a miyad.
There's no bittul.
Chacham echad. Chacham echad. Come on, miyad. You can't take it. You can't take it away from me. You know. Come on, one second. How long does it take the bottle? An instant.
No, there's no pivotal. It's happening the same. Everything's happening the same. Second. Yeah, so it's no same time right away.
No same time right away. I mean, please use intellect here. Don't park your intellect at the door.
Do you think it makes a difference whether you toss them in one at a time or you toss all three in at the same time?
No, the point is, if you have Yavish meeting Lach right away, so then that's an issue that has to be reckoned with. That's all. It's not gonna.
Well, the way the Mephoshim learn is, by far as I understand, the only way to learn this is with the liquids that merge together, which is hard. Or if you're in your way is very hard to learn. But see, the concept is a beautiful concept. Concept is that we can split our drinks, and we could say we look at the min be'eno relationship and the min be'eno relationship as two separate relationships. Let's take another second, and I'm not going to go too much more, but let's do the Taz, not all of it, but at least the Taz beginning, okay? Hey, HaRashba Yalif Law Mimayda Amrina Begemora L'Rabbi Yehuda De'Islay Min B'mino Lo Bottle. Now, to us, it sounds funny. Min B'mino is not bottle. Everything is bottle, but Shishim, this and that. Even if Milta Davila time is going to be bottle eventually, if it's got enough liquid to have enough to dissipate the tam. What are you telling me? But that's the halacha according to Rabbi Yehuda, that min bimino is not bottle at all. Rashi paskins that way. A slew of tanoim and amoroyim paskin that way. Really, it's very hard. If we were living in those days today, if all the Rabbanim who asked the worms and the fish were living in those days, I'm sure we'd have gone with Rashi. We would have gone with that one for sure. Why? Because it's a Chumrah. That's why. Idisare bimino ve'eno mino. So in those days, with Rabbi Yehuda being holding that min bimino was not bottle, so what something mixes up with mino and eno mino? Salik es mino ki'ilu eno, v'she'eno mino rabba mavatlo. Forget about the Mino, because the Mino was the bad guy. To us, the Mino was the good guy, because it's only Nirov. To him, to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mino is the bad guy. And even a Mashu is going to get in there, it blew it. Right? And so therefore, everything happens at once, and we say the Eino Mino is Mevatalit. Now this is a bigger Chiddush, to say that nothing ever goes of the Mino into the Mino. Okay, Imeno Mino. So he's definitely talking about solids, because there's no other way. He's a liquid that's in an amino, and solids in amino. He has to be talking that way, right? Because he can't be talking solids. All solids is nothing. There's no merging, and he can't be talking. It can't be talking about where it's all liquids, because then there is no more entity called Mino. So he has to be talking with solids of the min bimino and the liquid, the way Doug was explaining. He has to be talking that way. Either way, no bishenu mino rabba batlo. Hachinami kan ledidan, the lehefach, the min bimino kiel minatayra, meyateruhis be'eno mino. This is the Rashba, I'm sorry, this is the Rashba sheet, right? The Rashba says, no, I'm sorry, I said Recha before, it's the Rashba sheet, that what it says in the Gemara, min salik es mino keilu eno and eno mino rabba mavatlo, because that was a good guy. Bittul would work with shishim. To us, so the Rashba switches it and says no. To us, min bimino is batel barayv. It's an easier one. But so let's say the case for us, min bimino and min beeno mino mix. So you'll salik es eno mino keilu eno, and let biyotze with the min bimino. Okay. Adkan. Alkain. Im nesare bimino ve'eno mino salik eshe eno mino kilu eno umino rabo novatlo. Now, I'm going to stop here, Rabbi Sai. Well, next week we'll take this topic up and we'll finish it off.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks. Very important, Rabbi Sai.